بالله ماي كمبيوتر واز فروزن. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وخلقنا لهم من مثل ما يركبون and we have created for them of the like there unto on which they ride. As I said yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given one example of the ships in the ocean, and then in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمِثْلِهِ, like we have created more like that, like a ship, for them to ride on it, to travel on it, to take their luggages and laden and you know, move from one place to the other, other than ship, which is called for the Arabs, they were the camels. They used to use the camels for the transportation and for the traveling purpose, and the horses. And camel was such an animal that it can survive in the desert for days without water, without food. And it can carry tons of luggage on it, and it's a very strong animal. That's why they used to call the camel Safinatul Barr, meaning as we have ship in the ocean, we have the ship on the land, and the ship in the land is the camel. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Mim Mislihi. And I said yesterday, whatever you know, the mode of transportation technology will come in existence until the Yawmul Qiyamah. Rocket and space shuttles and aeroplanes and what and what, they all are included in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, encompass all those discovery of futures in this one word, Mim Misli, like this. Like this means including all those mode of transportation. وَإِنَّ شَانُغْرِكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we would have wish, if we would like, we could have drowned them there and there. فَلَا سَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ, they wouldn't have any shout, any helper to protect them in the mid of the ocean. And we see there are so many ships and big, big steamers are drowning and drowned in the past also. One of the examples is Titanic, the world famous huge steamer and ship, one of the largest ship of the time. Titanic, you know, and is drowned in the middle of the ocean. And there was the history. So, فَلَا سَرِيقَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ, and they will not be protected by it. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينٍ, except mercy from us. Only when a person is sailing in the oceans, those people who are, you know, navies, naval, these things, steamers and all, they know how dangerous it is once you leave your land, your shore, and you are middle of the ocean. Everywhere, wherever you see is only water and water and water. You don't see anything else. Days and nights, they're spending in the ocean, in the deep water. If some waves come, if some storms come in the middle of the ocean and waves goes up and downs, so that steamer, no matter how strong it is, the ship is, no matter how strong and highly equipped it is, it can be drowned because of the waves is so solid, so strong, it can make it drive. So only when they leave the shore, they only pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are Muslims, or they pray their gods and goddesses, whatever, that may them take them to the next destination safely. You know, otherwise there is no guarantee that they are going to reach to their destination, to the next shore, you know, safely and protectly. So, إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينٍ, and they enjoy a little bit of this world. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اِتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ, and meaning the believers or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they used to tell them that you must worry, you must be scare, you must beware. Ma baina aydikum, whatever is coming forth in this dunya, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be, you know, worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, there are azab and punishments, trials and tribulations are coming forth in this world. Min bayna aydikum, in front of you, you will see there are so many kind of calamities and problems you will face in this very same world. Wama khalfakum, and if you don't face any calamity and problem in this world, definitely you are going to go through very severe punishment in hereafter. After your death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish you in the grave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish you in the barzakh, and then on the yawm al-qiyamah, and after that in the hellfire. Wama khalfakum, whatever will happen in future after your death, you must be aware of it, you must be aware of it, you must be afraid of it, and la'allakum turhamun, if you are scared of it, if you are afraid of it, you must bring iman to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by bringing iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only creator and sustainer, and believing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger, this iman will protect you. And because of this iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you, la'allakum turhamun. So you have been shown the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hereafter. Because in hereafter, only iman will be counted, nothing else. No matter how great king he was in this dunya, if doesn't have the iman, in hereafter he will be a loser. No matter how great, wealthy and billionaire he was in this world, but in hereafter, if doesn't have iman, there's a worthless. His wealth has no value in hereafter, and he will be doomed forever. So only iman, and through the iman, he can attain the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next ayah, وَمَا تَعْتِيهِمْ وَمَا تَعْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ Min ayatim min ayat rabbihim illa kanu ana muridin. And never came any ayah from among the ayat, proof, evidence, verses of the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them, but they did turn away from it. This is the stubbornness and this is the rebelliousness of this kuffar and mushrikeen, not in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but similar condition was from the time of Nuh alayhi salam. Look how long Nuh alayhi salam invited them, but they were so stubborn. Nuh alayhi salam shown him so many miracles. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, you name it, every prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in this world, and they shown so many miracles to the kuffar and mushrikeen of the time, but they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wama ta'tihim min ayatim min ayat rabbihim, whenever any ayat, any sign of Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came forward to them to impress them or to convince them to bring iman on one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa kanu anha mu'ridin. But they turned away from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they did not bring iman onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the scenario and this is the condition of the kuffar all the time. And it same used to happen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah al-Mukarramah. How many miracles Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown to Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utba, Shayba, but they did not embrace Islam. They used to say, oh, he is a magician, he is sahir, and because of his magic, he is trying to impress us. So that was a, you know, rebelliousness and stubbornness of the kuffar of Makkah. After seeing so many miracles, they did not bring iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. When the Muslims used to tell them that أَنْفِقُوا, you must spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you people, meaning the wealth. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deny the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhul kuffar and mushrikeen, they used to tell to the believers, anut'imu man law yasha'u Allahu at'ama in antum illa fi dhalalin mubin. That, why are you telling us to feed these poor people? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them hungry, then why we should feed them? In antum illa fi dhalalin mubin. Verily, you people are in the clear and plain error. So they were so stubborn that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to tell that you must, you know, you came in this world empty-handed. When you born from your mother's womb, you had nothing in your hand. You were naked, right? You didn't even have proper clothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his mercy, brought you and made you a man, granted you the intellect and all the strength and power and ability to earn the dunya and amass the wealth. Now from that wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you as an amanat, as a trust, from that wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you to spend little bit onto the poor, needy and destitute people. And they say, no, we're not going to do that. And spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the great quality of the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always encouraged the believers to spend onto the poor people. And this is the ayat of the infaq fi sabilillah, is spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not only in the Holy Quran. This kind of verses was revealed in the previous scriptures like Torah, Injil, and Zabur, etc. as well. In the previous nations were also encouraged to spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two subjects were common amongst all the nations, among all the believers from the time of Nuh alayhi salam all the way to Isa alayhi salam, and finally in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that aqimu salah wa atu zakah, pray, establish the prayer, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two commands were common in every nation. And that's why in the beginning of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already highlighted the quality of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning, in the first chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Alladhina yunfiquna, alladhina yuqimun, alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb, wa yuqimuna as-salat, wa mimma razaknahum yunfiqun. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned three great pillars of Islam. As we know, the pillars of Islam are five. Amongst the five, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these three in one verse, in one ayat, and in the beginning of the Holy Quran. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Number one, essential iman is the fundamental belief of Islam. And that is the first pillar of Islam. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. That we have to bring iman on unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not visible, but we have to bring iman, and that is called the iman. And after bringing iman, the first and foremost command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is establishment of the five times salah. Wa yuqimuna salah. Iqamatu salah is not just praying when you like, when you have time, when you are convenient. No. Iqamatu salah in Arabic means establishment, no matter what. In whatever condition you are, in whatever situation you are, whether you are sick, you are traveling, you are busy, you have to keep everything aside, and on time, you have to pray five times salat. That is called establishment of salat. And there are so many ayat in the Holy Quran, aqimus salah, aqimus salah, aqimus salah, etc., etc. So establishment salat is to give the priority and preference whenever the time for salat is arise. And it's only going to take 10 to 15 minutes, and then you can continue whatever you are doing or wherever you are going. So establishment of salat, and immediately with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted this third pillar of Islam, which is the charity, donation, helping others, you know, spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, according to one report, it is say more than 82 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole Quran has mentioned aqimus salah wa atu zakat. Salat and zakat are going together. They are like twins. So many times in several places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted these two qualities. Now, in the animal kingdom, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this Veda, قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا, when they were told that you must spend in path of Allah. And they argue, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaq, you people are saying Allah is Razzaq. So why Allah is not feeding them? It's the creation of Allah. When Allah is not feeding them, when Allah deprived them of food, why we should feed them? Why we should spend our money onto them? If it's Allah's creation, Allah must take care of them. That was their answer. Illogic answer. Now, in reality, Allah is the Razzaq. There is no doubt about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned your risk, your sustenance is in the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already predetermined that who will get how much of risk. Even the animals, even the ant, little ant which is under the black stone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing her sustenance to eat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Whatever creation is crawling on surface of the earth or walking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has responsibility to feed that creation. And Allah knows exactly where it's staying and how much and which kind of food it needs. How much of food elephant needs, how much of food whale and shark need, how much of food, the big animals, dinosaur in those days, how much used to be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to feed all of them. What is the difference? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us to spend onto the poor? Allah is providing food to all the animal kingdoms. You see that there are trillions of fishes, big fishes in the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing them food daily, regularly, without any effort. They don't have to go to the work. Their food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide them wherever they are. There are millions of animals in the jungle. They don't work. Lion doesn't work. Elephant doesn't work. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides them food on their specific time. Every creature gets its food. It's little ant or little mosquito also get his food, whatever is written in his fate, right? So all other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are getting food and sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly without working. Because Allah doesn't give them ability to work. Allah doesn't grant them intellect to earn their own risk. Yes, they have to leave their nest. They have to leave their cave and go out to search for food. That much is their responsibility. If lion is just sleeping in his cave and doesn't go out, he will die hungry. If birds doesn't leave his nest and remain on the tree, on the branch of the tree, doesn't go out in the morning, it get lazy, it will die in the nest. He has to leave the nest and go out to search for food. That is their responsibility. But they will get it. Towards the end, their stomach will be full. No doubt about it. They will not sleep hungry. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for human being, because the human being is ashraful makhluqat, cream of the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him a little bit a responsibility. And that responsibility is that he must earn through his intellect, through his strength, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him through his mercy. He must earn this much so he can take care of himself, his family, as well as all those people surrounding him that who are needy and less fortunate, destitute people. So this responsibility Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted only to the human being. And because of his ashraful makhlukat, because of his being a superior to all other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is like a give and take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this system of this world depending on each other. Poors are dependent on the rich people for the wealth. Rich people are dependent on the labor of the poor. The poor people are working in their farm, in their shops, in their factories. They do their labor, right? So that's how if all the poor people go on strike, they say, we don't work at the farm, we don't to come to your factory, we don't to do your job. What the rich person is going to, how is going to run his business? How is going to grow the crops in the farm when people will not work? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this system of the world depending upon each other. So they know the rich people not doing any favor or ihsan upon the poor people. Rather, it is they need poor's help and their labor, and in return they are paying to them. So they're spending their hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever time, they're giving their time to them. And because of the time in service, they are getting something in return. So this is give and take system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to run this dunya in this manner. Otherwise, Allah has all the power in Qudrat. As I said, the population of human being, according to report, it was 7 billion. But look at the population of the animals in the fishes in the ocean. They are trillions. And when Allah can provide them, how can Allah cannot provide a human being? If Allah wants, not a single person can stay hungry. But this responsibility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on the shoulder of the rich people. So they must take care of each other. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, like according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, meaning this is hadith Qudsi, Yabna Adam unfaq alay. That, oh human being, oh insan, oh believer, oh mu'min, spend, and Allah will spend upon you. The more you give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in return. And this another hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by spending money, no one will get poor. We should have this conviction. We should have that faith. We should have this yaqeen on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you spend in path of Allah with sincerity, with ikhlas, without showing off, or without expecting any ihsan or favor from them, then definitely, most certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return you back in many, many fold. There is an incident Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. There was one person walking into the jungle, and all of a sudden he heard from the cloud the voice is coming that Asqi fi hadikati fulani, that oh cloud, you must go and you must, rain in certain farm, in somebody's farm. And the name was mentioned. And this person was amazed that there's no one in the jungle, I'm alone. And who is talking? To whom is talking? So he was amazed. So he started following that cloud. And cloud was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went after that cloud, and he see that cloud, went to a certain farm and started raining over there. And in the neighboring farm, we're not getting any water. Only specifically on his farm, that cloud was, giving the rain. And then all this water became a channel in a stream, and it was going to that certain person's farm. And that person was there in farm, and he was working and making the water to reach to every corner of his farm. And he was busy working on his farm. So this person went to him, say, Assalamu alaikum. He say, what's your name, brother? So he said, why are you asking my name? He said, please just tell me what's your name. So he said, my name is Abdullah, for example. So that was the same name was announced in the cloud. So he said, I heard this name, and that's why I came, I follow this cloud. And it's amazingly that this cloud is only came into your farm and give the rain only to your farm. What are you doing? What is your special amal? What connection you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this arrangement that your farm should get the water on time? What's your secret? What is the wisdom behind it? So you say, no, I'm a normal farmer, but I made this covenant with me from the beginning since I bought this farm. And farm was not so big, it was a little farm. Whatever crops I get from this farm, I divide it into the three portion equally, three portion. One portion, one third I spend on my family and myself. And the one portion I give is a sadaqah and charity. And one portion I give back to the farm. I keep it as the seeds for the next time, for the next season. So I divide my total crops into three portions, and one portion out of it I give in the sadaqah and charity. And that was the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this arrangement to water in his plant, in his farm, because he was giving charity out of it. So my brothers and sisters, if you have this habit of charity, and if you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of this zakat is wajib or not, or you are entitled for zakat, make a habit of spending little bit, whatever you have. If you are entitled to sahib and nisab, then you have to give zakat 2.5%. That is one side. That is obligatory. By giving zakat to your relatives who are in need of it, or your friend circle or neighboring people who you know who are suffering, so you will get the double reward for that. One is to fulfilling the obligatory of zakat. Other thing, you are taking care of your relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply your reward in double. That's one side. That is only once in a year, 2.5%. But we should have this habit of giving every single day, or once a week, or once a month, whatever salary or whatever income we are getting, certain amount fixed, like 2% or 1%. Or $10 every day, every day $1, at the end of the month $30, something like that. Fix that amount and give sadaqah other than zakat. And believe me, if you have the big heart and with the sincerity, tawakkul Allah, if you take out little bit amount from your salary or from your income and distribute and give to the poor and needy person, inshallah, your income will increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise, man zalladhi yukudullah kardan hasanam fa yudha'ifu lahu ad'afan kathira. Who is there who can give loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah can multiply and return him back when he need in hereafter the most. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you.